electrical system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
August 13th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy, and if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use, so your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531. Or go to your computer and just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow, and you'll hear live, the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and best-selling author and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, I'm telling you, it doesn't get crazier than it's already gotten. It's going to keep getting crazier. Donald Trump gave a speech in Montgomery, Alabama the other day, and I about fell out of my chair because he says, all I need is one more indictment. All I need is one more indictment. That'll push me over the edge in all the polls, and there'll be no dispute that I'm the only one that should be president. And because each time he gets an indictment, he goes way up in the polls. So he says, all I need is one more indictment. So anyway, when I look at all the headlines, I mean, folks, you got to admit, they're the deep state's in such a panic because they're losing. They're losing. And they're not going to go down easy. They've done their energy weapons on Hawaii. You've seen that. One of my listeners wrote in and said, wow, I guess they don't have control of the satellites because half of that place in Hawaii, all those houses are destroyed. But the energy weapons don't come from satellites. They come from either drones or jet airplanes, okay? That's where they come from, these high energy weapons. Come from a specialized plane or a specialized drone. So, of course, you know, when there's a big disaster, that's another way for the deep state to grab more kids because they get lost in the whole mayhem of everything. And they can ask for more money. Oh, it's destroyed. Oh, we got to get more, relief. And you know, for all the poor victims, but none of that money is going to make it to the victims. You just look at the train wreck in Ohio. All that was a money grab that nobody got the money. And then FEMA goes in there, and if you're a Republican, FEMA will steal your stuff. And if you're a Democrat, they will help you and rescue you. And they know who is who. Trust me. We've proven that over and over again. The White Hats know exactly what's going on. I'm just looking at the headlines right now. And then I'm looking at Yahoo, the front of the Yahoo page. And right here, stories just for you. It says, new research shows that a devastating new virus is one of the worst outbreaks in history. This is uncharted territory. Ooh, you start reading in there, it says, it's causing a high amount of mortality. Oh, when have we heard that before? And then four outdated home trends that we should never see again. And then the next little headline here is, you know, under celebrity heading, it says Obama revealed that he thought about making love to men daily and unearthed letter. And then the Family Feud contestant is mocked. Wife on national television sentenced to brutal murder, you know, for sentenced to death for a brutal murder and all this stuff. And like I said on last week's show, you know, the news is just going to point out, the papers, the magazines, the radio and the TV, they're only going to report bad news. All right, there's just as much good in the world as there is bad. Don't forget that. Because really, what they're trying to do is scare you and keep you your fear factor so high that you forget about your rational thinking. See, because most people, if they're any kind of patriot at all, they're going to support the United States. But see, that's what the deep state doesn't want. They don't want people to support the United States because people like Obama and Hillary Clinton and Klaus Schwab want to destroy the United States. and want to destroy the Constitution and make it up the way they want it. And, you know, let me tell you, folks, it's all a big con game. And half these people, they were conned into getting the vaccines. And look what happened. Boy, I got some statistics that are going to blow your mind today. They're undisputed. Undisputed. But, you know, we have to remember our country. The creation of the Constitution in the United States was done through the passionate dedication of the founders of our nation, a nation that is now becoming a symbol of freedom for the entire world. The sacred responsibility to keep the dream alive belongs not only to the women and men in uniform, but all who were blessed by the American legacy of freedom. Freedom has endured thus far through the work and prayers of the centuries, and that's how it will continue. That work surely includes standing up for freedom everywhere across the planet and taking seriously our shared civic duty to preserve and defend it. It must include shunning contention, respecting and valuing others, listening to and learning from those around us that are different than us, and simply being neighborly and kind. If you can do that, then perhaps someday our children and grandchildren will read about us and feel grateful and inspired, grateful for the legacy we pass along, and inspired to preserve it for another generation. Part of that legacy is staying healthy. The big question today is, do you have faith in your doctor? That's a legitimate question. Does he or she have your best interest in mind when they make decisions about your health? Think about that. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. They may be wanting to line their own pockets with the big pharma kickbacks more than doing the best thing for your health. Today we see this more and more and more. Since the COVID CCP, we are seeing that many doctors are being coerced into acting as puppets for hospital corporations and big pharma. Time and time again, we have proven that to you. I've proven that to you on this show. We've got white hat special forces dressed in plain clothes spanning across the nation and going into these urgent care places, these health centers and different things saying, oh, I don't feel so good. And if they're trying to push the vax on them, believe me, they don't go home that night. When they close up shop, they are arrested and taken to Gitmo. Period. You cannot depend on your doctors to help you. Not all of them. Now, some of them have pushed the ivermectin and not necessarily wanting to push the vaccine. The white hats are leaving them alone. But you cannot depend on the doctors. I mean, which one is your doctor? You know, you just don't know these days. If you do depend on your doctor and follow their advice, trust me, according to Dr. Johnny, you're taking a big risk. All it takes to get healthy is to become a mass survivor. There are only two steps to follow. Step one is the food and supplement schedule according to the hair tissue mineral analysis. That analysis is based on your chemistry. That's the HTMA. And step two is to do the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. For both step one and step two, it's less than $600 to get started in the full Master Survivor program. It's so easy if you have persistence. This is every day being a Master Survivor and being persistent about following its simple diet schedule. If there's certain foods that she says not to eat, don't eat it. If there's certain foods that says to increase on eating, then eat that. That's your menu. That's your shopping list. Nothing in the world can take place of persistence. Talent won't. Nothing's more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius won't. Unrewarding genius is practically a cliche. Look at all the brilliant people out there who never got anywhere in their lives, only to be recognized years later. Look at Tesla, you know. He died penniless, and yet years later he changed our civilization. Education won't take the place of consistency, of persistence. The world is full of educated fools who go to any university campus today. You just go there and you look at all the professors and students that are wearing masks and bragging about getting the jab. Persistence and determination, becoming a Master Survivor, is all powerful. You are above the tyrannical mind control because you have your health and peace of mind evolving into an ever-increasing flow of new energy. If you are persistent about being a Master Survivor each and every day, you will achieve your dreams because you will have free will and you can think on your own. Your success will be abundant and obvious to you and to others. While it may sound like this is all a magical notion, it is really you that creates your own future. The greatest discovery of my boomer generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. Their best weapon to be free is persistence with the Master Survivor Program. Nothing in the world can take place of persistence. Talent won't. Nothing's more common than unsuccessful men with talent, a dime a dozen. Genius won't. Unrewarding genius is practically a cliche. Education won't because the world is full of educated fools. This is why I developed the Master Survivor Program. Persistence and determination were keys to my recovery. I applied what I did alone and used the laboratory data and put it all together so it was easy to follow the Master Survivor Program. It became all powerful for healing. Over time, I perfected the methodology. Persistence is how I developed the Master Survivor Program, and it is how my patients maintain ideal health. From my own recovery and creating the new methodology, I developed this, and this culmination and culminated into a procedure manual of the lab in, you know, over 40 years of helping my patients, and this is how my unique program emerged. It culminated over all these years. The final outcome of my new methodology that I developed does not exist in any books or therapies found anywhere. As time went on, I realized how to do it. I realized what it took to recover from any disease. With all that background from my Swiss grandmother, who knew everything about herbs, my father being a medical doctor, all my 40 years of laboratory experience, my recovery from a double life-threatening illness, and all the training I did of the medical doctors in the seminars over the years in the 80s and 90s, plus my alien abduction, plus all the ridicule that drove me on for decades, Everybody says, oh, I can't believe you're calling yourself Delirious. You should change your name. You know, I said, hey, I am Johnny Delirious. According to the experts, I'm delirious. But you know what? According to the experts, I'm totally well. I had to learn the tough truth and the hard way to fully recover from hepatitis, cirrhosis, cocaine addiction, and any disease. These techniques that I developed to heal and what I use to help my patients with today all culminated from a final formulation of my new methodology, and it worked because it was field tested through trial and error with so many patients over and over again. For over 35 years or more, some of those patients are still with me. Everyone in my family, including the medical community, said I was going to die. And they called me delirious. And then decade after decade, and after more than 28 years, I'm still alive and stronger than ever. Today, everyone is stunned and literally too old and worn out to bother me anymore. They don't ridicule me now. They keep telling me that a total cure for hepatitis and 96% scar tissue cirrhosis could never be done. Oh, bull. I finally figured out how to make it all work and arrive at complete recovery. Putting things together in the right way. The best method is the correct combinations doubles the effectiveness. Methodology is everything. And I pass and proven methodology on to you with the Master Survivor Program. Even if a patient has special needs, I have for them the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. This is a 2-year special program where you work directly with Dr. Johnny with over 40 years of experience as your guide to help you become persistent and determined with the Master Survivor Program. Every step of the way, you, the patient, will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. You see, protecting the purity of the science and tradition has always been my top priority. The highest standard operation procedure is how I ran my lab, and it's also how I help my patients today. The Master Survivor Program came from the ancient Greek health wisdom, and this combined therapy is validated with modern laboratory testing. From the beginning and on into recovery, we balance the minerals in all 70 trillion of our cells and achieve total gut restoration. The groundbreaking therapeutic data to eliminate virus, correct the patient's digestive tract, as well as improve all their cells' metabolic activity, determines what foods they should eat. So consequently, the infinite wisdom of the body will do any healing that is needed. In doing that, you will be healthy and you will not be a victim of the mainstream medical tyranny because you will not need their treatments or vaccines. I challenge anyone to find a safer or more effective way to eliminate the toxic chemicals, heavy metals in the body, and restore the gut-brain connection as well as balance the minerals in all the cells of your body. There are no other conventional or natural ways of effectively accomplishing this, nor can any other practitioner prove it with before and after laboratory tests. Dr. Johnny is the only one in the world. If you want information about becoming a Master Survivor and at the very least doing the hair tissue mineral analysis, then go to themastersurvivor.com. The domain is themastersurvivoruniversity.com. You just go down there and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. Or you can click on the Radio Master Survivor Show and hear my show. Or you can click on the Master Survivor University and start a thriving new career for yourself. The Master Survivor Program has been a culmination of research that started with my laboratory work back in 1982 in North Dallas. This not only is proving the analysis and protocols, but training doctors how to utilize the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, to protect and promote better health for their patients. This is the unknown wisdom missing in today's health treatments. With the Master Survivor University, I'm going to preserve and protect this unknown science. Most doctors never use what Hippocrates shared thousands of years ago, yet they still recognize him as the father of medicine. Most doctors drop the HTMA from their practice once I've trained them because they tell me they can't make money when their patients are getting well. They tell me that. I said, aren't you doing the HTMA? Nah, drop that. It's true. Doctors that I've trained help, you know, understand the HTMA. They dropped it because their patients are getting well. You know, they need that return business. They need people to get sick so people keep returning. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. I want you to stay well. That's the difference between me and all the other practitioners. The ancient Greek health practices backed by laboratory science today are the foundation of the Master Survivor Program, where food is our medicine and medicine is our food. And that diet and supplement schedule is defined by your individual chemistry. In order to bring the effectiveness of these therapies to a higher level that is unknown worldwide, Dr. Johnny enhanced his complete viral hepatitis and cirrhosis recovery. With the profound protocols of virus elimination and complete liver regeneration from cirrhosis, this knowledge is also expanded from the latest findings of the Human Microbiome Project in order to balance the digestive tract. This is coupled with nearly four decades of laboratory experience helping patients get the mineral levels balanced in all their cells of their body, and they get well. The Master Survivor Program came from the ancient Greek health wisdom and Hippocrates, and this combined therapy is validated today with modern laboratory testing. From the beginning and on into recovery, we balance the minerals in all 70 trillion of your cells and achieve total gut restoration. The groundbreaking therapeutic data to eliminate virus, correct the patient's digestive tract, as well as improve all their cells' metabolic activity determines what foods they should eat. And so consequently, the body gets well and its infinite wisdom does all the healing that's needed. In doing that, you will be healthy and you will not be a victim of the mainstream medical tyranny because you will not need their treatments anymore. Like I said, I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to lower cortisol levels, stress, toxic chemicals, heavy metals from the body, and restore the gut-brain connection, that Shikimek pathway, as well as balance the minerals in all the cells of your body. There are no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor can any other practitioner prove it with before and after laboratory tests. Dr. Johnny is the only one in the deeper secrets of how to make that process happen for any patient can only be found in the Master Survivor Program. Premium consultation, the Master Survivor University, or becoming a patient of mine, and when we do our consultation, I will give you your roadmap for recovery. For more information, go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down to the Master Survivor Program and choose number one, and, you know, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and scroll down a little further. You can choose number two and register as my patient and get the total gut restoration kit. A wise man ought to realize that health is his most valuable possession. Hippocrates said that more than 2,000 years ago, and he was right. Over the years, I've helped so many people become a master survivor, and get over all kinds of health problems who are my patients. I was just talking to one patient just a little while ago. I said, look, first thing we got to do is get our health in order. Your health, your wife's health, you know, get it in order. That's the first thing we do before anything else. And he says, you know, I've been thinking about it. You're really right. That's right. That is the most important thing to do. Hippocrates said, a wise man ought to realize that health is his most valuable possession. Until you get your health in line, you don't have anything. You don't really have a prayer, because at any given time, with the way things are going these days, you can get sick and kick off. We see, you've heard of that, dying suddenly, people just drop right in front of your face. You know, 20-year-old soccer players just dropping right on the field and dying from a heart attack. Well, okay, maybe they did get the vaccine. But you know, look what happens. At any moment, you could lose your life too. Master Survivor, you know, that's the main thing to do. That is your goal, is to become a Master Survivor, to get over all kinds of health problems, and that is the way to do it. Some of my patients were lucky when they finally realized in the sunset of their lives that if they did not have the healthy body, they could not enjoy all their toys and pleasures. I've got so many stories about rich people that have called me up. They see, I don't do any advertising, folks. Everything, all my patients, all business, everything that I get comes by word of mouth. It comes by referral. I have a lot of people that are referred to me, say, you know, I'm going to send you my uncle. They sent him home to die. You know, they can't do anything more for him. Or my grandfather. It happens all the time. I know all these rich people. And they can't do and enjoy their toys when their arthritis is bothering them. Their hands hurt when they move their hands and their wrists. They can't play golf. They can't play tennis. They can't fly in their airplane. They can't drive their boat, get in and out, because it hurts every time they move. You know, when their arthritis is bothering them, they can't play golf or tennis or go fishing, use their boats or trucks or planes. I help them get over their arthritis, some of them just by doing the Master Survivor Program, HTMA, and following the right diet and supplement schedule. Then your body will repair and reverse arthritis. This happens so many times. For severe cases, when they're losing cartilage and their knees hurt, you know, and all their joints, I may take them down to Mexico to get stem cells for a quicker healing, you know. But that HTMA is key. Following that hair tissue mineral analysis is key. In most cases, they get better, get rid of the pain, then they can enjoy all their toys and activities and go fishing and play tennis and golf and everything. I've seen it happen over and over again. And when they did not have pain in their joints, they could get back to their lifestyle that they really want and play with all their toys. And they're thrilled in the sunset of their lives, 80s, 90s. I've still got patients today that got over their arthritis, and they're still, you know, I got one guy, he's 92. He plays 18 holes of golf, you know, at least twice a week, if not more. Now, he rides in a little cart, you know, but still, at 92 years old, playing 18 holes of golf, even riding in a cart, that's pretty darn good. All right? Do you want to live like that? You bet. Who wouldn't? So what is arthritis, and why does it plague so many people today? Arthritis is a common condition that affects nearly 30 million people in the United States, or 10% of the population. There are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis, a condition of the joints that causes pain and swelling and stiffness and limits range of motion. The physical cause of these difficulties, breakdown of cartilage and sinew and flexibility of connective tissue that is not, you know, as stiff as you know, like bone rubbing on bone, yet it's not as flexible as a muscle, and it just hurts every time you move and do something. Cartilage helps hold your body together, keeping your bones in alignment and allowing joints to flex and the whole body to move. All this is a consequence of lack of minerals. That's why they have problems with arthritis, is a lack of minerals. And certain minerals, if they're too high, causes a problem. Other minerals, too low, causes a problem. And you get both, you got arthritis. Or more accurately, it is a biochemical mineral imbalance where too many of some elements are displacing other elements from being available in all the different body processes. This usually occurs when there is an overload of calcium, sodium, and carbon. Those are the three elements that I'm talking about. If there's an overload of calcium, sodium, and carbon, you can be assured that you're going to have arthritis and have flexibility problems. So it does not matter which of the 100 forms of arthritis, the cause is always the imbalance of elements. However, the most common form is osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is an inflammation of the joints caused by wear and tear, which can be severe enough to impair movement and cause pain. Osteoarthritis is the leading cause of disability in patients over 65 and commonly affects the hands, knees, hips, and spine. Wearing down of cartilage in the joint area may lead to conventional treatment with major replacement surgery. Don't get that, folks. Don't get the replacement surgery and get that titanium joint. Oh, no. You don't want that. Every patient I know that's gotten joints replaced or bones replaced or whatever with the titanium, it never works out for them. Existing treatments for osteoarthritis are aimed to reduce pain, but the progression of the condition is not stopped because the conventional treatment gave you a new joint. That condition is ongoing, and it's robbing your cartilage from other areas. Only by following the hair tissue mineral analysis will you reverse and heal this dreadful condition. I have seen people recur and recover, you know, that had this recurring problem and they start the HTMA. I've seen them recover this way over and over again. So what exactly is a hair tissue mineral analysis? I'm going to tell it right down and break it down for you. People ask me all the time, well, what is it? Well, it's a multi-element assay, 37 different elements in the comprehensive hair tissue mineral analysis, or the HTMA. The comprehensive analysis report details with graph results for 8 toxic metals, 14 nutritional minerals, 15 additional elements, 7 significant mineral ratios, and 9 toxic metal ratios, 8 toxic heavy metal elements like antimony, aluminum, arsenic, beryllium, mercury, cadmium, lead, and aluminum. These heavy metals are well known for their interference upon normal biochemical function and causing numerous imbalances in the body. Then we have the assay on the 15 essential minerals, like calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, copper, zinc, phosphorus, iron, manganese, chromium, selenium, boron, cobalt, molybdenum, sulfur, etc. These nutrients, these elements play significant roles in such metabolic processes such as muscular activity, endocrine function, reproduction, skeletal integrity, and overall development. Then we have the 15 additional elements that most medical doctors and health practitioners know nothing about. They're germanium, the beryllium, the bismuth, the rubidium, the lithium, the nickel, the platinum, the thallium, the vanadium, the strontium, tin, titanium, tungsten, and zirconium. They know nothing about that. But with me, what I've been doing for 40 years, when I see those levels, it tells me volumes about what's going on in your body, and I know exactly what your cells are doing. Most medical doctors don't know anything about the relationship of those heavy of those trace metals, those trace elements in your body. Then we have the six significant mineral ratios: the calcium to phosphorus, the sodium to potassium, the calcium to potassium, the zinc to copper, the sodium to magnesium. We have the calcium to magnesium ratio, the iron to copper ratio. If the relationship between these certain minerals in the body is disturbed, this is the activity inside the cell. Normal biological functions and metabolic activities can be adversely affected. And then we have the non-toxic mineral-metal ratios that doctors know nothing about: the calcium to lead, the iron to lead, the iron to mercury, the selenium to mercury, the zinc to cadmium, the iron and sulfur to mercury, the sulfur to cadmium, the sulfur to lead. Individuals with elevated toxic levels may not always exhibit clinical symptoms associated with these particular toxic minerals. Research has shown that toxic metals and minerals can also produce an antagonistic effect on various essential minerals, many numerous of them, leading to disturbances in their metabolic utilization, and they won't be performing as cell function. Then, of course, we have 11 additional ratios that most doctors and practitioners, all practitioners, even natural ones, know nothing about. They don't know about the calcium to selenium. They don't know about the chromium to vanadium. They don't know about the copper to molybdenum. They don't know about the iron to cobalt. They don't know about the potassium to cobalt. They don't know about the potassium to lithium ratios. They don't know about the magnesium to boron ratios. They don't know about the sulfur to copper ratios. They don't know about the selenium to titanium ratios. They don't know about the selenium to strontium ratios. They don't know about the zinc to strontium ratios. They don't know anything about that. It tells me volumes of what's going on in your body, and I can predict and give you a roadmap for your recovery. So this is a calculated comparison of two elements to each other, as shown in the ratio, to calculate the ratio value. This is how we do it. The first mineral level is divided by the second mineral level. So all mineral levels are reported in milligrams, or a percentage, or milligrams per 100 grams of hair. 1 milligram percentage is equal to 10 parts per million, as ppm. 10 parts per million, ppm, and that's how we know. Reference ranges, generally speaking, the reference ranges in the report should be considered as guidelines for a comparison with reported test values that we know from over and over and over again. There's certain profiles that we know that is typical of an arthritis patient. Certain other mineral profiles we know is typical of a cancer patient. Certain other profiles we see over and over and over again is typical when someone's having heart attacks. They have a particular mineral profile. We see that. We know when certain diseases are coming or when you already have a certain disease. These reference ranges can be statistically established from studying an international population of healthy individuals, and we compare that with the sick individuals, and we compare those mineral profiles, and we know exactly what the reference ranges should be, what they should not be considered, and we consider these absolute limits for determining the deficiency, toxicity, or acceptance or homeostasis of the individual. So the Comprehensive Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, HTMA, report from my laboratory includes 8 to 15 pages depending on your chemistry. If you're really sick, you might get 18 pages. If you're not sick at all, you might only get 6 pages. It just depends. And I can email that to you, or I can mail you the hard copy of the test results, and they'll be available showing the computerized bar graph of how low, you know, where you are in the reference range of things, and how those 36 elements listed are, and the 8 toxic heavy metals. And then we show a graphic illustration plus the numbers, how that parts per million is occurring and why that is causing your problem. Or when you get better, I'm showing why you got well based on the chemistry. That's why I say before and after your recovery, I show that and prove it with the laboratory report. So this is a complete individualized evaluation and a detailed discussion of the patient's metabolic type, current mineral levels and ratios, their impact on their total body chemistry, recommendations of specific foods and food groups, along with an explanation of why each food is suggested. When I give you that consultation, I'll tell you why to avoid certain foods. I got some patients, they did not follow the diet and supplement schedule and certain things. You know, I got, well, Johnny, I like chocolate. I said, yeah, but you haven't made any progress. I know you've either had tea or chocolate or coffee or something, because all those are on your do not eat list. And you haven't made any progress, so I know you're cheating on one of those things. I like chocolate, and I've been eating that. I said, but you're complaining to me because you're not feeling better. That's why. You're eating the food that it says not to eat. You're eating, keep eating chocolate, so you're not getting any better, and you complain because you're not getting any better. And as soon as she stopped eating the chocolate, boom, she started getting better. Well, guess what? The chocolate was on her do not eat list. Soon as she stopped eating it, she got better. Then we have the supplement recommendations, because we can't get everything from the food, so we have to have a few supplements from the lab. And this is based upon your age, sex, metabolic type, you know, race. It all is figured in. I mean, a Chinese or Oriental person has a totally different type of chemistry than, say, somebody from the Mideast, for example, from India, or some. They all have different metabolic types. That is all taken into consideration. So we get that pattern that you need, so you get the best diet and supplement schedule you could possibly have. The tissue mineral analysis and other accompanying clinical test data and history, subject to additions or changes by the attending practitioner, me, the doctor. This is the first and most important part of the Master Survivor Program. Once Dr. Johnny has the chemistry, I can provide the roadmap to you for your recovery. And if you follow that roadmap, I promise you, you will get better. You will feel better. If you eat the foods it says to increase on, and you stop eating the foods it says not to eat, you will get better, and you take your supplement schedule, you will get better. That's the number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. The second part of the Master Survivor Program, and probably the biggest secret that the mainstream media is hiding, is that we all need to have a balanced microbiome. This is the critical part of the Master Survivor Program, because having a balanced microbiome maintains your immunity strength and you will not get sick. You can do this by getting the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit that comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. We have the human studies showing that the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit balances microbiome and your gut and gets rid of leaky gut, the candida, in less than 6 months if you stop eating sugar and anything sweet and stop eating bread. You will get rid of candida, and then you can start eating those foods that you were once allergic to. More than half our immunity response is in the gut, so by doing the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Program, your gut will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. Like I said, and so many times on so many shows, becoming a master survivor, you will achieve total wellness. There's no question about it. I see it over and over again because my patients are die hard. They won't go to any other doctor. They just stick with me. That's why I don't advertise. I'm not after the numbers. I'm not after a popularity contest. I don't care if you like me or not. I get my business from referral, from one patient referring another, one patient recommending another. Oh, you got to talk to my grandfather. They sent him home. His insurance won't cover anything anymore. I said, well, all I'm asking for is $600. You know, it's less than $600. And then I'll help him recover if he follows what we write down. You know, he has to make a decision to become a master survivor. Oh, he's going to do it. I've already talked to him about it. And he'll be here. I said, okay, he'll be here, you know, on Friday night. I'll come over. He said, yeah, that's why I want you to come to dinner Friday night. You can talk to him. That's how I met many of my patients. And now, of course, because, you know, the doctors said they're going to die, they don't go to any other doctors. They just stick with me. And they're still alive. They're in their 80s and 90s. Hey, why not? Why not live many long and happy years and get everything you've ever wanted to do back? Just ask my patients. If you don't believe me, just ask my patients. And I don't care if you believe me. See, that's just it. I don't care if you believe me or not. I'm not trying to get the numbers. I'm not trying to make money. I'm trying to get people well. I'm trying to get people to become master survivors. If you're a master survivor, you will achieve total wellness and you will be above the constraints that the mainstream, the deep state, is trying to put you under. Because they want you to die an early death, and the whole time you're dying, all the way to your grave, they're going to pick your pocket. They're going to pick your pocket the whole way. They're going to steal your money. What do you think they're doing in Hawaii right now, now that a lot of those houses have been destroyed? They're going to the red, you know, Trump-supporting Christian houses and stealing their stuff. With the ones that are happen to be Democrat, they'll help them. That's FEMA. They're a terrorist organization. They're deep state. FEMA's deep state. And by having another disaster, any relief funding that comes, oh, we got to have relief. You know, that doesn't get to help the victims. Not at all. More than half of that doesn't even get to the victims. But, oh boy, it comes out of our taxpayer dollars, right out of the Treasury. And they send it on, and it doesn't go anywhere except to the deep state's pocket because they're broke. They're broke. They don't know what to do. Medical doctors are being arrested. If they're pushing the vax, they're being arrested. So right now, it's creepy out there for the deep state. They don't know what to do. They're scared. They see the writing on the wall. You know, more and more and more, more people are going to know that it's food that has gotten us sick. It is the toxins that have gotten us sick. That's how we got sick. But what happens if we leave and get rid of all those toxins? What happens if we start eating the right foods that we need? Guess what? You're not sick anymore. I don't care what your age is. If you want to become a master survivor and you've made that decision, I'm going to help you become a master survivor. I don't care what your age is. I'm not after the numbers. I'm not after making money. I want you to get well. I want you to have hope. I want you to be, you know, walking tall when everybody else is in a misery. You go out in the world, you see them in a misery. Some of those people, I still see them wearing masks today. And now, I read you the headlines, they're pushing a new pandemic today. And unfortunately, there's a big percentage, maybe it's not huge, but 20-30% of the population, they believe it. They believe another pandemic's coming, and they're going to get the vax. Oh, yeah. They believe it. They don't believe in the Master Survivor Program because, oh, he's Johnny Delirious. Well, that's fun. They don't have to believe in me. It doesn't matter. I'm going to help the people that have made a decision to become a Master Survivor. And if I get recommended by referral from somebody that's one of my patients, I know they've made that decision. And I can help them and they will listen. That's why I'm not after any business. I don't care how many people listen to my show. I don't care how many clicks I get. I don't monetize my show. I don't monetize any video I've ever made of speeches to doctors or anything. I don't monetize that because I don't want to walk through the hoops that it takes. Well, you can't say that. You can't say that. No, I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm Johnny Delirious, you know. The expert said I was delirious. That's my name. Best-selling author and virus recovery expert, Johnny Delirious. They said I was going to die, and I wasn't thinking right, and that I was delirious. Okay, fine. I'm delirious. But if you become and make a decision of becoming a master survivor, I will help you survive. There are no other conventional or natural ways to accomplish this, nor can any other practitioner prove it with before and after laboratory tests. Dr. Johnny is the only one. For more information, just go to themastersurvivor.com and at the very least, do that hair tissue mineral analysis. You know, you go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program, and you can choose the HTMA number one, and then scroll down a little further and choose number two for the full Master Survivor Program, the Total Gut Restoration Kit, the three R's. Then you will be doing the full Master. It's just those two things, less than $600. I'm the only one that can prove your recovery before and after with laboratory tests. I can show where you were, and I can show where you're going. And if you follow that, I'll prove it with the laboratory. Well, I already believe you, Johnny. I'm feeling good. No, I want to show you in the test. We know. Become a master survivor, and I'll see you after these messages.
We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is Dr. Johnny, your host, and I just wanted to go over some of the things that are happening in the world and in our country and in the news. And, you know, if you hadn't figured it out by now, traitors like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush, George W. Bush, they're all traitors. And what they've done, some of them more than others, but what they've done is they weaponized different departments of our government against us. All pushed by the Pentagon and the CIA and all these agencies, CIA, FBI, FEMA, you know, the IRS. They're all weaponized against us to take more and more of, not only of our dollars, but actually, you know, harm us, eliminate us. I mean, they're trying, you've heard with the vax, they've, you know, that's from the Defense Department. They've tried to eliminate 90% of the population. That was the goal. Now they're trying to bring out a new vax and a new pandemic and all. And slowly but surely, they've weaponized all our different governmental agencies, CIA, IRS, FEMA, They all have been weaponized against. There's so many of them. The border, you know, agency, the border control, Secret Service. I mean, now when we look at the IRS, for example, if you remember, there was a while back, a little bit earlier, that all of a sudden they got something like 80 million worth to buy weapons to enforce their laws, so they'll have a military arm of the IRS. It's like over 80 million and you know, truckloads of weapons and warehouses of weapons and everything. One of the guys responsible for that was the director Charles Riddick. All right, he was appointed by the Biden administration, and he authorized that to, you know, and start training IRS agents or a division of the IRS to be of the military arm, and just go in and say, "Hey, you owe taxes and you didn't pay," and then boom, you know, and it's happened. It's happened in the past. It's been happening more and more and more. Well, a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay convicted former IRS director Charles Riddick of treason. They arrested him, and I told you about that on past shows. He finally had his tribunal. It decreed that he be hanged by the neck until dead for stealing, get this, stealing $4 billion taxpayer dollars and using the IRS service recent cash infusion to finance a personal army of militarized criminal investigation agents willing to do his bidding. Oh, go after that person. Go after that person. In the opening statements during the tribunal, defiant and cantankerous Riddick reiterated his innocence, claiming that the entire JAG or someone, you know, who's jealous of his accomplishments had set him up. As was the case of many deep staters before him, he promised Vice Admiral Darcy E. Crandall a retribution, even once invoked President Trump's name, saying, "If I'm going down, I'm glad Trump is too," he said. He snarled, curling his upper lip as would be a mad dog in a junkyard. "Since I'm innocent," he says, "whatever proof you think you have is propaganda and fake," he said, clenching his teeth. Admiral Crandall addressed the officers in JAG that he had picked to hear the case, summarizing the charges against Riddick. He wasted no time displaying on the large screen a myriad of financial documents showing that Riddick had secreted and secured almost $40 billion in 800 offshore accounts. 800 different offshore accounts. That takes a lot of doing. I mean, I have a hard enough time with my one bank account. But he was busy setting up 800 offshore accounts to squander and put away the $40 billion. The small and enormous deposits had begun hitting his accounts in January of 2022 as the IRS started to collect the previous fiscal year's federal income tax. The deposits, totaling approximately 1% of all federal tax that year, and came directly from the U.S. Treasury Department. Admiral Crandall said, "That's a nice little side hustle, isn't it, that you had," turning facing Riddick. "Imagine just the interest in that stolen money." Now the defendant argues that this is a big frame job that someone created all those bank accounts in his name. He put an iPad and iPhone on the table. These devices were recovered from detainee Riddick's vehicle at the time of his arrest. "We've established them as his property. The phone number tied to the iPhone has been Riddick's personal number for the last 5 years. They hold countless selfies of him, many quite distasteful. This document was on both devices, and he shows a document. The panel gazed at the large screen onto which the Admiral projected an image of Riddick's self-incriminating writings. Quote, "We shouldn't touch it, most of it, for a few years to not arouse suspicions. We'll retire wealthy as we deserve if we're cautious. We're sitting on a lot more than that, I thought. And I thought we'd be, but still, we deserve more, and I'll work hard to get it," unquote, end quote. It read, this was his messages. "It's logical to assume he was referring to the cash," the Admiral said. "We don't know who that note was meant for. We searched through thousands of emails, but that note never got sent. We also don't believe he acted alone. He's too incompetent, but he's culpable. He writes of discretion while buying a $19 million boat, a $19 million yacht with a helicopter debt, paid in full, funded by a Singapore account in Riddick's name, 3 days after he officially retired on November 12th of 2022. Forgive my lack of decorum here, but this greedy SOB couldn't help himself. The money was burning holes in his pocket," Admiral Crandall said. He showed the panel copies of purchase receipt and title of ownership. "He was suddenly taking extravagant vacations," Admiral Crandall said. After short recess, he introduced a 42-year-old female witness whose job Jag would not disclose, whose name Jag would not disclose, and they called her Jane Doe, but she was there in person. She was the woman who traveled with Riddick to Miami and stayed in his hotel room until his arrest. She swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. She testified under oath that she had been Riddick's paid domestic for about 2 years. A domestic is something very special. She said Riddick liked to be handcuffed and flogged and told he was a naughty boy and slapped. She explained that he demanded these periodic humiliations and said that Riddick boasted about, you know, hiking the system and asked her to punish him for his misdeeds and call him a naughty boy and slap him while he is handcuffed. "We don't require a graphic description of your duties," the Admiral said. "How did Charles Riddick pay you?" "In cash and gifts," Jane Doe said. "Rough estimate. How much would you say you got each time you met?" Jane Doe looked deep in thought and looked up in the air, and she said, "Well, the arrangement varied. Top of my head, I guess about $50,000 each weekend." "Well, that's one lucrative job, if you could call it that," the Admiral noted. "What's the most expensive gift he bought you?" "Oh, a 2022 Corvette," she said. "How much was that?" the Admiral asked. "I don't remember, somewhere between 85 and 90 grand," she said. "Close," said Admiral Crandall, producing a vehicle receipt, $86,500. Riddick had spent a lot of money for a person earning $90,000 a year officially. That was Riddick's salary, $90,000 a year. So he gave her a Corvette and spent and paid cash, $86,000, to have her call him naughty boy and slap him for stealing taxpayers' money. He said it. I've done it. I was bad. I was dirty. Punish me, please. This is one sick puppy. Admiral Crandall thanked Jane Doe for her testimony and excused her. He craftily moved to a different topic, the Biden regime's recent $80 billion bestowment to the IRS. The Biden administration gave the IRS $80 billion, which claimed it needed cash infusion to hire 87,000 new agents to hunt down delinquent taxpayers. In theory, the money would be dispersed in $10 billion allotments over several years. However, in reality, the IRS at once rubber-stamped 5,000 pending job applications for its heavily armed criminal investigation division, whose agents Riddick had told, go get the money, it's our money, not theirs, quote, unquote. It's right there in the record. Admiral Crandall cleared his throat on August 8th, 2022. Delta Force seized a truck carrying 23,000 sidearm pistols, P-227 pistols, and 160,000 rounds of .40 caliber ammunition bound for Riddick's Washington, D.C. office. A week later, Army Cyber Command intercepted the contentious call between Riddick, Joe Mishkin, and Chuck Schumer. Riddick said that the purchase has been made. He had the weapons, and that it seemed to irritate Chuck Schumer because Chuck Schumer said, you jumped the gun. I mean, that literally and figuratively, and this could come back and haunt us. What really happened is this, expecting he'd get the $80 billion soon as opposed to over 10 years, Riddick used the existing IRS funds to strengthen his police force right away, and Schumer and Mishkin were on board but felt that Riddick acted hastily. Then on August 10, 2020, he circulated an IRS memo saying he had picked up Utah to build an IRS sniper academy. Why does IRS need a sniper school? Detainee Riddick, the admiral asked. Riddick didn't answer. He was all quiet. Silence speaks volumes, detainee Riddick, Admiral Crandall said. Now showing the panel a letter from Riddick that ordered and authored and sent to the IRS senior leadership for this sniper school out in Utah, already set to go. Modern Times, and this is what was in the letter, and I quote, Modern Times mandate modern tactics, and this is the letter that he wrote to his subordinates, getting them on track with the sniper school for the IRS. And I quote, this is what it read. Modern times mandate modern tactics. In today's world, our employees are met with resistance from people claiming to be sovereign citizens or people choosing not to file knowingly they owe us money. This resistance has grown exponentially in the last 20 years, and it's genuinely our time to respond accordingly. This means adopting a military doctrine, the innovation of a dedicated marksmanship training facility will allow our agents to better defend themselves against hostile resistance, and I've been told we can broadly define hostile resistance to suit our wishes. refusing to take our calls or denying us warrantless entry into homes meets the definition of hostile resistance. So, if an agent comes to your home, you know, and they say, we want to come in, and somebody says, no, unless you have a warrant, well, that means, you know, warrantless entry and hostile resistance. And then he continues in his memo saying, I've been informed we will be legally indemnified. We can think of several hundred tax evaders that need a little encouragement, he says. If we can't encourage them one way, we'll do it in another way or arrange a situation where they won't be able to file even if they want to, the admiral read aloud from the memo. As he paused for breath, the senior officer in the panel, a Marine colonel who was on the panel, said he was ready to deliver an anonymous verdict unless Reddick had a defense. You know, they were tired of hearing it. They were ready to give him his sentence. And so Admiral Crandall offered Reddick a chance to speak, but Reddick said, I've been framed. That's what Reddick said. A panel found Reddick guilty of treason and defrauding the United States and recommended that he face the gallows. Admiral Crandall set the date at August 15th. One last thing, detainee Reddick, you'll never see another dime of that money, and neither will your friends. We'll see to it that we'll get them too, said Admiral Crandall. Oh yeah. August 15th, he'll hang and swing from the wind. Well, there's also a secret CDC report that confirms hundreds of thousands of children died suddenly in the U.S. following an all-out COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Time and time again throughout 2021, Dr. Anthony Fauci stood at the podium, the bright lights and the cameras, you know, blinding him as he faced the nation. With a steady hand, he held up a vial of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, promising it would be the key to protecting America and its children from the deadly COVID-19 disease supposedly ravishing the country. But little did the public know the truth about the COVID vaccine safety had been buried deep within Fauci's own lies and deceit and confidential U.S. government and Pfizer documents. Fauci used propaganda, lies, and manipulation to coerce patients into getting their children vaccinated. But the weight of the lives lost has quickly come crashing down on him and the nation as a secret CDC, Centers for Disease Control report, has revealed that nearly 500,000 children and young adults died within a year of his fatal announcement. Over 118,000 of those deaths suspected to be due to the COVID-19 vaccine's dangerous side effects. The CDC report should spark widespread outrage and be on the front page of every single major newspaper, but instead it will continue to be held in secret with a deafening silence despite the staggering death toll the report had buried and swept under the carpet. The mainstream media, consumed with working overtime to distract the public with propaganda, with war in Ukraine, alleged climate change, and cost of living crisis, has paid and will pay no attention to devastating consequences of Dr. Anthony Fauci's deception. The public will continue to be kept in the dark, and the U.S. government will move quickly to cover up its own involvement in the tragedy, with Anthony Fauci quietly announcing his retirement in August of 2022. It's all business as usual, simply just another day at the shop in the office. But it is also shocking failure of transparency and accountability, and the people of the United States should be forever haunted by the lives lost due to the COVID-19 vaccine scandal. Compared to other countries, the U.S. government has been terrible at publishing relevant and up-to-date data, allowing us to analyze the consequences of rolling out the COVID-19 injections. However, I finally managed to stumble upon the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. This OEC is an intergovernmental organization with 38 member countries, founded in 1961 to stimulate economic progress and world trade. And for some reason, they host a wealth of data on excess deaths all related to the COVID. They got all the statistics. And if you want that report, just go to themastersurvivor.com and send me a note saying you want the data report on the deaths in all the countries, including the U.S., and you can compare that in the United States, more children and deaths died than almost any other country in the world. So you just go to themastersurvivor.com. You want that report? I will send it. I will send you the website. It's right there. It's a Substack report right there. You can pull it up. And in the chart, one of the charts, it says created using figures found in the OEC, this Organization for Economic Cooperation and Developmental body. It's a separate government organization, but nobody in the media. The CDC, they are really hiding this report. And the chart shows from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, that shows excess deaths among children and young adults aged 0 to 44 across the USA by week in 2020 and 2021. The official numbers reveal that a slight increase in excess deaths among children and young adults when the alleged COVID pandemic hit the United States in 2020, but then it significantly rose in the age group in 2021. I won't go over each and every one, but these statistics are shocking. Just for comparison, we look at figures for 2022 so far to figures week 40 in 2020 and 21. So we're comparing figures from 2022 to on the same week 40 for 2020 and 2021. The CDC has confirmed there have been 7,680 more excess deaths among children during that week and young adults in 2020 so far, And then when we look at 2021, boy, it's by far worse. More than 27,000 excess deaths in that week 40 following the road. That's in 1 week. 1 week. 27,227 deaths from children and young adults from vaccinated people. These are deaths. Then there are other charts. Oh my God, this is like, it goes, I can't even go over all of it because it is so shocking. It's so shocking. When we look at most concerning figures, when we look at another chart of week 51, all right, this is in 2022, week 51. Now, I told you about week 40, but when we look later at what occurred in week, 51 in 2022, despite the year 2020, the alleged height of the COVID-19, including an extra 11 weeks worth of deaths, but just week 51, these figures are just nearly 500,000 people aged 0 to 44 suddenly, sadly died in week 51 of 2020 has resulted in astounding 117,719. That's in 2020 in week 51 from vaccines. And when we compared that all the other number years, you know, 2015, 2019, that's higher than any of those other years, much higher, much higher. The average life expectancy USA in 2020 was 77 years. If you believe that official narrative, the COVID-19 is a deadly disease, then you could perhaps agree that 231,987 children and young adults up to the age of 44 dying in 2020, resulting in 40,365 excess deaths, was an unfortunate consequence of this disease? I don't think so. It was from the vaccine. I can go on and on. And when you look at the UK, oh my God. So if you want those statistics, I will show you those statistics when we look at UK beginning of 2022, the partially vaccinated, double vaccinated, 18 to 39-year-olds have been most likely to die than the unvaccinated, 18 to 39-year-olds. The triple vaccinated, 18 to 39-year-olds, however, have had a mortality rate that was worsened by the month following the mass booster campaign that occurred in December 2021. So in January, triple vaccinated persons, 18 to 39 years old, were ever so slightly less likely to die than unvaccinated. 18 to 39 year olds' mortality rate was 29.8% per 100,000 among the unvaccinated was, you know, only 28 per 100,000. But that all changed in February and onwards. In February, triple vaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds were 27% more likely to die than unvaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds with a mortality rate of 26.7 per 100,000 among the triple vaccinated, you know, or 21 per 100,000 among them, the unvaccinated. Things unfortunately got even worse for the triple vaccinated. By May of 2022, the data shows the triple vaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds were 52% more likely to die than the unvaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds. And by in May, the mortality rate was 21 out of 100,000. And, you know, among the triple vaccinated, which is, you know, only 14 among the unvaccinated every 100,000. Worst figures so far, though, are among the partially vaccinated, with May seeing partially vaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds 202% more likely to die. That's 202% more likely to die than unvaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds. The same report also reveals mortality rates for children among the UK government trying to hide them. The following this chart I was reading, where out of, you know, status of 100,000 persons years among children 10 to 14 years in England from the period of January 2021 to the 31st of May 2022, according to those figures, you know, there's more than 40% per 100, 41 per 100 of the vaccinated died, and then only 3 out of the 100,000 would die of the unvaccinated. Unfortunately, there's little improvement when it comes to the non-COVID deaths. All calls death mortality equates to 6.3 per 100,000 person years among unvaccinated children. 6.3 per 100,000 mortality rate. So 6.39 people die per 100,000, and is ever so slightly higher, 6.48, among the partially vaccinated. However, the rate goes from bad to much worse following the administration of the injection. All-cause death mortality, that's dying from anything, rate goes and jumps to 97.28 adults in unvaccinated children per 100 of the double vaccinated, and a shocking 289 per 100,000 person among the triple vaccination children. So 289 per 100,000 die on the triple vaccinated. This means, according to the UK own official data, double vaccinated children are 1,422% or 15.22 times more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated children. Well, it's the triple vaccination children are 4,423% or 43% of 100,000 are more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated children. The figures proved by the official for national data statistic that boast the age standardized rates per 100,000 population, and therefore the definitive proof of the COVID-19 injections increases the person's risk of dying. You know, the more vaccinations you get, the more quicker and more likely you're going to die. And when I say quicker, within a year with a triple vaccination person, this means that COVID-19 injections have been and are continuing to kill people. This is why it should not come as a surprise to find that a secret CDC report confirms that 500,000 American children and young adults have died following the COVID vaccination rollout, resulting in nearly 118,000 excess deaths against the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. If happy endings exist in real world, in this real world nightmare, we'll end with Anthony Fauci sitting alone in a prison cell, which he is, the weight of his actions. The Anthony Fauci out there now that you see is a clone. The real Anthony Fauci has been hung. Now they replace the real Anthony Fauci with clones out there. And he's been hailed as his hero. They've even had an Anthony Fauci doll, but he is nothing to do but with anything but be a monster who sacrificed the safety and lives of American children with his own ambition and greed. He may even thought he was doing the right thing, and I repeat the lie over and over again and come to believe it, but in the end, his actions had dire consequences for the nation and in time, hopefully, for his own soul. The White Hats are not letting him get away with it. Neither are they, you know, when Monday they captured Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, who the White Hats had to kill two of his bodyguards to do it, but they got the CEO of the Pfizer Pharmaceutical Corporation, and Albert Bourla, he's Greek. I don't know how you say that word, Bourla, I guess you say. Anyway, military sanctioned operation to apprehend the fiendish clot shot manufacturer following his return to the United States. My source in Eric Smith's office revealed Bourla, a Greek-American veterinarian. He's a veterinarian, and he's head of Pfizer. You go figure. It was last seen in U.S. November 8th of 2022, the day after Special Forces arrested Moderna CEO Stephen Bonshell in the Polish D.C. eatery. The military believes Burla learned of Bonshell's arrest and got the hell out of Dodge before he became the next target. White Hats later learned that Burla had returned to Athens. From there, he was overseeing the Pfizer's global operations to devise ways of once again coercing and convincing world citizens to take his deadly booster shots. White Hats routinely intercepted communications between Burla and his friends, family, and associates in the United States. In early July, Burla contacted his son, Miles Burla, saying he would visit the United States in early August, but was unwilling to provide an itinerary. When Burla said he would make contact after taking care of a few things, Moss's son tried to discourage his father from entering the United States because he had now and then seen military cars parked outside his Chicago, Illinois home. Burla assured Moss that his son that he would take every precaution and plan for every contingency prior to leaving Athens. Burla said, Burla was clearly paranoid if we had surveillance on his house or Albert Burla's Scottsdale, New York residence. It wouldn't be our military vehicles. We wouldn't be that conspicuous. We're smarter than that. On August 4th, Cyber Command intercepted an email from Burla and sent to his son, and in it, Burla had wrote that he had safely arrived in the U.S. and asked his son to meet him at a prearranged location 72 hours. I've exercised caution. You do the same. The email closed. Although Tracer Root suggested that the email originated in Hawaii, Aver Cyber Command discovered Burla had sent it via virtual private network, or VPN, which allows one to connect with the internet securely and anonymously. Upon receiving the email, his son Miles booked a one-way ticket to Maui for the next morning. It wasn't adding up, said General Smith, in my source. They were saying if his son Miles thought he was being watched and it was not with military vehicles that we had, why would he book the flight, from his home computer? We didn't think he's that stupid. General Smith thought the whole thing was a misdirection, a distraction, and that Burla probably wasn't even in Hawaii. It seemed planned, like they were trying to throw us off the trail. Regardless, General Smith arranged to put an undercover agent on his son Miles and the 7 a.m. flight to Maui. If son Miles was going to meet up with his father, we could have been, she could have shown up at a stopover. A surveillance team was ready to tail his son to the airport, and we wanted to see if he actually got on the plane. The limousine chauffeur of Miles at the Chicago O'Hare National International Airport at 5 o'clock a.m., he boarded his scheduled flight, which departed Chicago at 7:15 a.m. with a connecting flight leaving San Francisco at 5 p.m. and finally landed in Maui at 7:30 local time. Meanwhile, Cyber Command reexamined every bit of Burla's emails, phone calls, and text messages, and it had trapped since the start of the pandemic, hoping to find a pattern established in Burla's actual destination. There were hundreds to his wife, in Scottsdale and New York, and his daughter, and also to Burla's writing were, laminations about bewailing his exile and blame President Trump and a corrupt U.S. military for attributing excess deaths in the U.S. abroad, and criticized his life-saving vaccine. he repeatedly said over and over again he couldn't return to the U.S. until Trump was behind bars and Biden restored American order and Berla had, you know, could roll out his next Pfizer vaccine. Well, his New York headquarters, but none of his intercepts added up. And Cyber Command analyzed February 2023 email exchange between Berla and Rachel King, acting CEO of Biotechnology and Innovative Organization, on whose board of directors Berla had previously served. A cursory investigation revealed that Berla and King had shares at the World Economic Forum. Well, that makes sense. In all three emails to King and Berla had suspiciously irrelevantly included the numbers 8, 9, and 23. Rachel, as you may imagine, I'm eager to return to the U.S. where I can better perform my responsibilities and get the next vaccine rollout. I must wait until the climate there changes, and hopefully soon. I'm wondering if it has been 8 or 9 years. I think 8, but I think I can't be sure. Maybe 9. I was wondering about this on the 23rd this last month. Part of the email read, while Mala's son's flight was still airborne, Cyber Command deduced that the 8 and 9 denoted months, you know, 8 and 9 being August and September, and that 23 a year this year. And it seemed that Berla's not-so-clever code was cracked, and he'd be visiting her for whatever reason in August or September. General Smith, you know, they revealed, my source revealed, General Smith immediately sent United States Marine reconnaissance teams to stake out King's residence in Long Island, New York, Washington, D.C., and Newport Beach, California. By the time Miles' son's flight touched down in Maui, they had set up surveillance on all three properties. The operative aboard the plane shadowed Miles, his son, from the airport to the hotel in Wailua Beach, but Albert Berla was nowhere to be seen. But at 8 o'clock a.m. Monday, the Marines in Newport Beach spotted a limousine approaching a private road in a cul-de-sac holding only a single dwelling, King's three-story, 7,000-square-foot palatial estate. She was at the end of the cul-de-sac with her big mansion. As the limo entered the dead-end street, trapped itself, you know, the seven Marines came in two SUVs pulled behind it, where whoever was behind the limousine's wheel jammed on the brakes and exited the car with a pistol in his hand, and he took cover behind the driver's side door and fired blindly at the SUVs. His round sliced through the air. The person in front of the passenger apprehended there's another one that came out of the car. They had a Heckler and Klaus MP5 submachine gun. And stay in the car, he yelled. And keep your head down, he shouted, and then joined in the assault, shooting at the military Marines' SUVs. The attackers soon realized that their pursuers were inside the armored SUVs. The Marines were inside bulletproof glass, so it did nothing to the SUVs. Even the tires were those, you know, solid rubber tires, so the bullets did nothing. The driver caught a bullet in the face. His head popped out of the door for a better look, and boom, a bullet caught him, and a sniper camouflaged in a nearby tree supplied that special jewel. The Marines ordered the remaining guard to surrender. We don't want to kill you, they said. We want the man in the back seat. Surrender and live. You don't, you will die, he was told. I'm dead either way, a man shouted as he charged forth with spraying bullets at the windshield. He took a few steps before the sniper's second shot left a cavity in his skull. The Marines found Berla cowering in his seat in the limo. He was too shocked to speak or resist. He didn't think he'd be caught. King wasn't even at home at the time. Birla got there early. We sanitized the scene, my source said, and Birla is now in custody. The CEO of Pfizer. Want to know something ironic or unironic? Birla's parents are Holocaust survivors, my source said, and their son caused the birth of the second Holocaust, killing tens of millions with their vaccine, killing hundreds of thousands of people in America every day, my source said. I asked whether Miles, his son, too, was captured, and he says we have no proof his son, Miles, was complicit with his father's crime. Unlike the Klingons they call King, we don't hold his son accountable for the crimes of his father. We don't see where he was complicit in misdirection, but for sure we're looking into it. But he did try to protect his father, even as evil as Albert Birla is. Fact is, Birla got himself caught, and if he hadn't included his son in the convoluted ploy, we would have known. Well, White Hats aren't stopping. Investigators from Army's Criminal Division have found and arrested former Army Staff Sergeant E6, who bribed future enlistees to take part in the deep state's war against Donald Trump and his supporters, my source in General Smith's office revealed. As reported last week's show, I told you about 165 Fort Trump soldiers in White Hat custody revealed to investigators that military recruiters visited high schools and singled out students who disliked Trump and promised them $5,000 a month plus base pay to enlist and await further orders. Those accepting the offer were equally assigned to companies and platoons loyal to Lloyd Austin and the criminal Biden regime. My source said that White Hats pulled and reviewed the soldiers' personal files, and that someone with a lot of authority redacted and blacked out their recruitment details with 145 files. Those recruitment stations and everything were all blacked out. Whoa, somebody at the top blacked out those files. Only a bigwig, my source said, in the Department of Defense can do that. Somebody in the Pentagon who is complicit, it's complicated our job because only four of these guys are talking. Three remembered their recruiters' names, and two were recruited by the same sergeant, and so the other two, at the same high school, so we're working around the clock to figure it all out. Former SS Jaden Carter enlisted in the Army following his senior year at Central High School in Philadelphia. He graduated at the bottom of 10% of his graduating students that year, and his SAT score was an abysmal below average. He passed the Armed Forces Placement Exam by only 4 points, scoring 35 out of 100, limiting his military career options. But he attended infantry 100 Bravo basic combat training with an advanced individual training at Fort Benning. All Biden trainees there, all from loyal to Lloyd Austin, and after which he was assigned to 100th Mountain Division at Fort Drum, where he excelled, apparently pleased his chain of command, and excelled in all his capabilities as far as being a badass. And in 2020, as his contract neared fulfillment, his command officer encouraged reenlistment, promising Carter a letter of recommendation to the Army's Basic Leadership Corps. Carter accepted the offer and completed the course with excellence, whereabout he returned to Fort Drum and quickly promoted to sergeant. oh boy, he's a Biden guy. He's going to kill Trump any chance he gets. 6 months later, he requested to attend Army Drill Sergeant School at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, again surpassing expectations from his deep state trainees. With college valedictorian and completed a 65-day course, he returned to his place of military genesis, Fort Benning, and instructed a future 11 Bravos how to fight and hopefully stay alive in a modern battlefield. Then in January 2022, Carter received orders reassigning him to the Army Recruiter Course in Fort Knox. Upon graduating, his MOS changed from 11 Bravo to 79 Romeo, Army Recruiter, where he too would be a recruiter, a true Trump hater and a true Biden supporter, loyal to Lloyd Austin. They now promoted him to Army Recruiter to get more guys like him that hated Trump and all Trump patriot and supporters and all Christians. He was placed in a recruitment station, hometown of Philadelphia, at which point, defying all odds and metrics and requirements, was promoted to the rank of staff sergeant ahead of all others that were more in grade and had spent more time. But, oh, he was gung-ho Trump hater. And in April of that year, Carter visited high school and, as described in last week's show, convincingly persuaded at least two students now in training, Malik Johnson and Jamar Davis, to enlist with an understanding that they would be called to action to defend Joseph Biden from his enemies, fellow soldiers and civilians who still endorse Donald Trump as their leader. I'm telling you, folks, the white hats are on it. There's not a doctor that's going to prescribe another vaccine. They're going to do it lightly because who knows who they're helping. Maybe a white hat dressed in plain clothes, and they won't go home that night. They're going to go to Gitmo. We're getting them. So what is it for you to do? It's time for you to become a master survivor. And don't let the deep state take you down. Don't let the deep state make you a statistic. It's time to stand tall. Be a master survivor. Be a patriot. Help your family. And let's make a better world together. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins with fun, health, and freedom.